It's the Morning Mess Recap Podcast from 95.1 WAPE.
95.1 WAPE, Jacksonville's number one hit music station. It's the Big A Morning Mess. Thanks so much for joining us today. All right, so last night, I don't know if you heard, but there was this big debate on. In fact, you probably couldn't miss it because it was on like everywhere.
Yeah.
It was on every single channel, every single station. There was a football game on like, what was it, ESPN or something.
Yeah.
But other than that, it was all Hillary and Donald going head to head. Boom, 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 boom.
Yeah, I'm sure that really football didn't have any views compared to that.
I'll tell you. Well, here's the interesting thing, and they were complaining about the football game being during the debate when this whole thing started, mm-hmm. And I think you know you got some turn away that kind of thing. But Megan, you said you watched the debate for how long?
At least an hour. Yeah, I don't know. It was going by very fast.
You thought?
Yeah.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah.
And when did you finally decide I've had enough? Was it something that you heard, or was it just that you were tired, or did you get bored?
Yeah, I just was tired and didn't feel good, so I was like, I gotta go to sleep.
All right, Justin, how long did you watch the debate for?
I got till about like 10:30-ish.
Till 10:30.
Yeah, but whenever I would get frustrated with whatever they were saying or they kept cutting each other off, I would just switch over back to football.
You would switch over back to football.
So I would watch football until
so basically the entire debate, you just switch back over.
Just switch back and forth, but you know, there were times where I would get frustrated. I'm like, oh my gosh, I can't understand anything that anyone's saying because they're all just talking over each other. So I would switch to football.
And by they all, you mean Donald Trump was talking over Hillary the entire time?
I'll tell you what, my wife fell asleep about it, I would say 40 minutes into it.
Yeah.
And I feel, and that's the thing that people don't realize is because, and you know, we study this for a living, but when you start something like a video or a TV show, you get all these people watching.
Yeah.
And then it's just a slow trickle down into like nothingness.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And, you know, even like we'll do Facebook Lives every now and then. And we'll be so excited because at the beginning you have like 200 people watching and then you just watch the numbers just dribble away.
Yeah.
And by the end of it, we're just sitting in a room talking into a camera to ourselves.
Yep, pretty much.
I thought it was kind of awkward when they started. It was like, I guess it would have been like 2 minutes before the debate started where they were like, we're not going to do any intro. We're just going to go right into it. So it was just like silence and you would hear, you know, you could just hear them grunting every once in a while.
The thing that always, you know what really annoys me, and maybe this is just me, because I watch the thing to the end.
Mm-hmm.
And I hate how at the end they shake hands and like hug and smile. Because I just sat there and I watched both of you talk about how horrible the other person
was. They
did
it in the beginning, too, and I was like,
they're trying to
I get it in the beginning.
Good right. sports,
I understand it in the beginning. You go out, hey, nice to see you, good to see you. All right, good luck. Good luck to you, good luck, moderator. But then you spend an hour and a half just basically bashing the other person. There should be some other way to like end the debate.
To be fair, in football games, after they're done literally bashing each other, they hug it out. And
not Blake Bortles. He just walked to the locker room. He did not shake anyone's hand after that performance.
Probably.
You know, it's just interesting. If you watch the debate, I want to know how much you got through. 340-9595, 800-475-9595, because I feel like however long you watched gives you a different opinion of who came out on top in the debate. Like, for example, Megan, who do you think won the debate yesterday?
Hillary.
Justin?
I would say Hillary, but that's because towards the end she started really coming through.
Yeah. If somebody watched like 10 minutes of it, I bet they would have a totally different opinion.
Yeah.
340-9595, 800-475-9595. How long did you stick with the debate yesterday? This is Tracy. Oh, no, I'm sorry. Oh, we'll get to Tracy here in just a minute. WAP. Hey, Dan.
Yes.
Hey, Dan. How long did you watch the debate for last night?
The entire thing.
You watched the entire thing?
I did, yes.
All
I
right.
thought a draw.
You thought it was a draw?
Yes.
That's very political of you.
Well, thanks.
Everybody did a good job. All right. Hey, thanks for calling. We really appreciate it. Ashley, it's like that guy's running.
Wondering if we were watching the same thing.
I know. Ashley from the North Side. Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are y'all doing?
Great, Ashley. How long did you watch the debate for?
I watched it to the end.
You watched it to the end, and who do you think won?
Yeah. Well, I want to start by saying I'm a really big Trump fan.
Uh huh.
But unfortunately for him, I did feel like Hillary won it. I just felt like she was much, much better prepared.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just felt like Trump was beating around a lot of the questions that I was really hoping he would answer.
Yeah.
Do you feel like you're changing your support now?
I don't know if I'd go that far, but I would be more open to maybe, you know, reading more about her stance and stuff. Whereas before, I was very closed off. I'll admit, I was very closed off to any idea of voting other than Trump, but now I'm probably more open.
Oh, okay. Look at that. All right. Hey, thanks for calling. We really appreciate it. This is Jordan from the Beaches. How are you, Jordan?
Hi, I'm good. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Hi.
How long did you watch the debate for?
I watch it from start to finish.
You watch the whole thing. See, I thought, I'm shocked. I thought most people would call and say I watched like 20 minutes and then I had to leave.
I also had a very large glass of wine, so that helped me get through it.
Yeah, I feel like that's what you needed for that.
And who do you think won, having watched the whole thing and drinking the entire time?
Hillary.
Yeah?
For sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't prefer either candidate, but I feel like Trump's been most of the time just talking over her, interrupting her, and then defending himself, kind of, where Hillary actually kind of answered the questions.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's where I stand.
All right. Well, hey, thanks for calling. We really appreciate it. Peter in Fruit Cove.
Hey, I was calling about the debate.
Yeah, how long did you watch for?
I did watch the entire debate.
Wow, okay. And what'd you think?
I thought it was more of a back and forth of their history, and they didn't cover nearly the amount of topics that they should have covered.
Yeah, I kind of was thinking that, too. There was one point where I was just like, I don't care about this. I want to actually hear about what you're going to do.
Yeah.
Same boat.
Yeah.
What was it that you think you missed out on, Peter, specifically? Like, what were you looking for that you didn't get?
I just wanted more answers of a lot of the kind of rumors you see online, mm-hmm. and hear about, that we don't really have a very clear answer on.
Right.
It would be nice to hear it from the source of exactly what they think or would do.
Like things that are going on, or are you just about their personal backgrounds?
Well, like Lester said, he had, I think it was six questions and then, or six sections and six questions per section. And I think they only got to three or four.
Yeah, I don't like, here's the thing I didn't realize, that like only one person picks the questions.
What do you mean?
Lester Holt came out there and he said, I wrote these questions. No one has seen them besides me.
Oh, really?
And I'm like, who are you to pick all these questions?
Oh, yeah. Like, That's interesting. I didn't know that.
Yeah. I was like, first of all, I agree. I thought the questions were horrible. We didn't get any questions about stuff we needed to hear about.
Yeah, I agree.
And also, I think you should probably talk to a myriad of different people to find out what they all think.
Yeah, like a panel of people asking questions as opposed to one person. Yeah,
like what happened to like, you know, the Facebook and the Twitter and the YouTube questions?
Yeah, I agree with that.
Where are all of those?
I do agree.
340-9595. How long did you watch for and who do you think won as a result? Hey, Gary from the West Side. Good morning. How are you?
Pretty good. How about you?
Great, Gary. How long did you watch the debate for?
I watched the entire thing.
You watched it? Look at that. Everybody stayed up for the entire debate.
That's good.
Yeah. I'm very proud of America.
Yeah.
Or at least Jacksonville.
Yeah.
I can't speak for the rest of the country. What do you think? Who do you think won?
Honestly, I don't think it really matters. They both have the credibility of Wikipedia, so.
Hey, don't knock Wikipedia. That's where we get all our information
from. That's
pretty funny. Hey, thanks so much for calling. We appreciate it. Tracy from St. Augustine, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Great, Tracy. How much of the debate did you watch?
I watched the whole thing,
wow.
And I think you're right. Most people watch only the first 20 minutes, and their view will be set of who won and stuff.
Yeah.
But as you watched in the beginning, it seemed like more him. But as it went on, she picked up, and, you know, he says, oh, she has bad longevity and stuff. He's the one that was drinking, sweating, and she sat there calm and never left the stage like she's done in the past. Also, the topics that they never got to, depends on your audience. Like, I wanted to hear about education. I wanted to hear about homegrown terrorism more specifically.
Yeah.
I know, me too.
Yeah, the older people want to hear about, you know, the Medicaid, Medicare, what they're going to do. So it depends on your age of what they hit the topic. But, right, they didn't hit many. They were going back and forth with the fussing again.
Yeah.
I know. They spend way too much on stuff on time that we don't really need to know about.
I'm going to be honest with you, and I'm not saying this to be political or anything. I'm just saying I don't give a crap about anyone's tax returns except my own.
Absolutely.
And they spent 30 minutes talking about it.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, and if he wants to do his own, fine. But,
right.
You know, people know what they're getting prior to them voting for him.
Correct.
We know his background. We know that. So you don't have to give me a tax return to tell me if he's dirty or not.
Yeah.
Right.
And that was just a big wasted chunk of time. When you're right, we could have been talking about all these people that are, you know, killing us here in the United States, or education,
right.
Or
things that are directly,
you know,
affecting us.
For the elderly.
Yeah.
What are we going to do for our older population? So it's such a variable. The next two debates will be interesting because people weren't amused with the questions Les asked.
Yeah.
Maybe next time they'll have a panel, which would be nice to get an array of it to hit your market of the young to the old.
They didn't even get to all the questions, right?
Like, thanks
they
so
only,
much for calling.
They only got to a couple of them?
I think they wasted so much time on stupid stuff. Like, they talked about the birth certificate thing again. And they talked about,
oh,
you know,
I know. That's one thing that was bothering me. I was like, oh, my God, why are we still wasting our time on this?
Like, Lester Holt's like, this is back from 2006. I'm like, dude, cut me some slack, man.
But, I mean, yeah. And, like, if he said a bunch of crap, we want to hear about what they're actually going to do about it.
Correct. Yeah, none of the questions gave any insight into either candidate's stance on anything.
Yeah.
Okay, good. I'm glad we all agree on that. So we all agree that we don't know any more yet today than we did yesterday. 340-9595-800-475-9595.
Tune in weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. to hear The Mess live or follow the podcast on our Big 8 mobile app.